Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's program will explore the swing music of Jimmy Lunsford, Jimmy Dorsey, Woody Herman, Charlie Spivak, Benny Goodman with singer Martha Tilton, and Tommy Dorsey with Jack Leonard at the mic. While the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra was on tour in Seaside, Oregon in 1947, Lunsford collapsed while signing autographs at a music store. He died of a heart attack 2 days later. Rumors circulated that he may have been poisoned by a white restaurant owner, not happy about serving blacks. Apparently, several other members of the band also became ill. But nobody knows. Let's start this first set with a vocal, Buzz, 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 and then a couple instrumentals, Mandy and Backdoor Stuff.
In the field, go moo, moo, moo. The wise old owl says, who? Like a dove in a tree, I'll bill and coo, and I'll keep right after you.
Miss Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
Will you be my honey?
Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
I'm your little bee.
Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
Will you be my honey? Oh, Buzz, 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 you belong to me.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. James Dorsey was born in 1904 in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, almost 2 years before his brother Tommy. Their teacher, musician father, taught the brothers to play many instruments. By 17, Jimmy was playing with the Gene Goldkette Orchestra, but left that band along with Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer to join Paul Whiteman. During the 1920s, Jimmy was considered one of the best altoists and clarinetists in jazz. In 1934, Tommy and Jimmy decided to start their own big band, but there was friction between them, and Tommy walked off the stage in 1935. Jimmy kept the orchestra going until the early 1950s. He appeared in several Hollywood films, one being The Fabulous Dorseys in 1947. In 1953, the brothers reunited, with Jimmy joining Tommy's orchestra. They worked together until Tommy's untimely death in 1956. Jimmy intended to keep the band going, but he died of cancer a year later in 1957. He was only 53. Lined up are three pieces by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra: Blue Champagne, Six Lessons from Madame Lazonga, and Dusk in Upper Sandusky, vocals by Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell.
Still remain. I keep a blue rendezvous. Bubbles rise like a fountain before my eyes, and they suddenly crystallize to form a vision of you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast the dream that was you.
Have you ever been embarrassed when you're in a smart cafe and they play a Cuban tempo? Is your dancing quite passé? There's a studio on Main Street over Tony's clothing store. We're a very small investment. Pays you dividends galore. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga. You'll do the Roomba and the new La Conga. Six lessons in Madame's cabana. And you will imagine you're down in Havana. Her four Latin daughters will help you to start. While finding the rhythm, you might lose your heart. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga. And you'll develop your hips and your knees. And say, by the way, if you're short, it's okay if Madam likes you. The lessons are free. Gives you lesson one, Chiquita gives you lesson two, Madam gives you all the rest, and her lessons are the best. The Madam shows you how to walk, the Madam marks it with her chalk. When the Madam starts to squawk, it's her Cuban double talk. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga, and you'll develop your hips and your knees. And say, by the way, if you're short, it's okay if Madame likes you. The lessons are free.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Woody Herman took over the Isham Jones Band in 1936, and by 1945, it had become one of the most popular bands in America and became known as the first thundering herd. Here's Herman's first herd with Northwest Passage, The Good Earth, and Woody singing A Jug of Wine.
Thank you. jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou, baby. I dreamed we sat beneath the scented bough. Baby, your eyes a shine, what a pair. Your face near mine, keep it there. Our arms entwine and you declare you're mine alone. The fragrance of gardenia filled your hair, baby. The yellow dust of moonlight lit the air, baby. But I woke up and all broke up. My jug of wine, my loaf of bread, and thou, baby.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Details of Charlie Spivak's birth are unclear, but possibly he was born in the Ukraine in 1907, his family immigrating to New Haven, Connecticut when he was very young. He began trumpet lessons at 10 and played in a high school band. Afterwards, he played in a series of orchestras, including those of Ben Pollack, the Dorsey Brothers, and Bob Crosby. In 1939, Glenn Miller encouraged Spivak and helped him financially to start his own orchestra. His first band failed, but his second one survived until 1959. Spivak spent his later years leading a combo in his own restaurant in South Carolina. He passed away in 1982 at 75. His nickname was Cheery Chubby Charlie. I bet he liked that one. This set contains two instrumentals, Blue Lou and Blue Champagne, and then Irene Day singing Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn's Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week.
Thank you.
I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. Song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
You're Swinging with the Doctor. When Helen Ward left the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1936, Goodman invited Martha Tilton to audition. She was in the middle of her first song when Benny just walked out. Naturally, she went home downhearted and dejected, but the next morning she got a phone call offering her $125 a week. She stayed with Goodman for 2 years. Here's the Lilton Miss Tilton, as she was called, with Rodgers and Hart's The Lady is a Tramp, Once in a While, and Sweet Stranger.
Have you come to stay, sweet stranger? There's danger every time I meet your glance. Danger of a big romance, sweet stranger. You're a brand new brand of honey from a brand new honeycomb. I could make life sweet and sunny. Won't you step right up and make yourself at home, sweet stranger? Let me introduce to you someone who'll be sweet to you, sweet stranger.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Jack Leonard was born in Brooklyn in 1915. Tommy Dorsey heard Leonard singing with the Burt Bloch Orchestra in 1935 and lured him away. During his tenure with Dorsey from 35 to 39, Leonard recorded about 200 songs, 24 reaching the Billboard Top 10, and 4 songs peaking at number 1. He entered the service during World War II and led a band that toured Europe. After the war, Leonard had a busy career recording in TV in Hollywood and was Nat King Cole's business manager for 15 years. He died from cancer in 1988 at age 73. This last set has 3 songs by Jack Leonard and the Tommy Dorsey Big Band, Irving Berlin's Marie, Johnny Mercer's Have You Got Any Castles, Baby, and Yearning.
Mama! out any castles that you want me to build, baby? Have you got any dragons that you want to have killed, baby? I'll get into my seven-league boots. I'll get into my bulletproof suits. I'll get out my revolver that shoots. And rat-a-da-ta-ta-da, down they'll go. Have you got any mortgages you want to have paid, baby? Have you got any villains that you want to have laid to rest? After all my adventures are through, and I bring home a dragon or two, you can tell all the papers that I did it because I love you.
Thank you.
Once again, there's a little time left on this program, so let's add an instrumental version of Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Jeepers Creepers by the Billy Butterfield Orchestra. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.